Hi, everybody. This is Celeste, and you're listening to my podcast, Lies and Deceit, But the Truth Hurts. The reason why I decided to do this podcast is because I wanted to have a voice. And when I say I wanted to have a voice, it's because a lot of things that I have dealt with in my marriage, I kept it to myself. It has been from cheating, outside children, and, you know, physical, mental, and emotional abuse. And if a lot of people knew what happened, a lot of people would probably look at me and be like, why are you still with this man? What the hell he got on you that you can't leave? And let's be clear. It's not that I can't leave. And it's not like I won't leave. It's just the fact that I haven't left. Let's be clear. It's not like I won't leave. It's not like I can't leave. It's just the fact that I haven't left. And I have my reason for that. So, and when I did say about the child, yes, my husband do have kids on the outside. Did I know about it right then and there? No, I did not. Trust me, if I did, I probably wouldn't have stayed married to him. But the reason why I stayed with him is because, hell, I already been living a lot. The child has already been here. The child has already been breathing, eating, living, or whatever. And we still around here like it ain't shit going on, you know? And I never thought that could happen to me. I never thought. I used to be like, damn, how in the hell this man cheated on his wife and got a child on the outside and this woman don't know nothing about it. Ain't no goddamn way. But guess what? I was that female. I became that female. So, it's like I said, it's a lot of stuff that I've been through. A lot of stuff that I know a lot of women going through the same thing and have not said anything, have not addressed it because they feel like they don't want somebody looking at them any type of way. I was that female. I was that woman. I was like, I don't want nobody to know. So all that pain and all that hurt and everything that I was feeling inside that was going on with me, I kept that to myself because I didn't want to hear what nobody else had to say. I didn't want anybody else on the outside judging me. But then I have to realize I'm not living for them. I'm living for me. And I can care less how you look at me because you are not me, you know. So that's why I say I want to have this podcast because I want to talk to other women who have been in the same situation that I have been in, who probably stayed in a marriage or stayed in a relationship, and how did they make it work? How do you get over it? What steps did you take to get over it? And then I also want to talk to women who have been in the same situation, who have left the situation, and what came to them at that moment for them to leave, you know? And I also do want to speak with men, but that's going to be the problem right there because I want to speak with men, but I want to have an open, honest discussion with men who are willing to be honest, open about everything, can tell why they do the things they do, knowing that they have a woman at home, that they're not going to leave their woman, but they're still going to be out here doing what they do. Or you're going to have a man to say, you know, I did that. I fucked up. I made mistakes, but I know what I want, and I know what's is not worth it. Because we cannot cheat with a man. Excuse me. Let me rephrase that. A man cannot cheat if a woman keep her legs closed. And I know some of y'all be like, how in the hell are you going to blame a female? Because for one, it's just females. It's us. I'm going to tell you, it's us. We're the ones who feel like, okay, I'm going to see if I can sleep with her man. Or I got her man. Yeah, and that's like you feel like you got that one up. Because with my situation, how I found out my husband cheated. It wasn't because my husband was doing that. I was like, damn, this motherfucker out here cheating. You know why? Because the females got in their feelings and want to message me on Facebook or message me on IG, you know, to tell me that I done slept with your man or this and that and the third. Okay, whoop-de-doo, you slept with him. So what's the point of you coming to me now that you knew that he was married? So when you was opening your legs to him then, you didn't care, you know. But the fact that the only reason why you're probably telling me now is why? Because what, he cut you off? That's the only reason I can feel that you're coming to me. So I would tell a female, and okay, well, you slept with him. Was it good? That's all I want. Was it good? Because obviously, it's something that you're coming to me. So I never, ever, ever, and my husband will tell you, I never approached a female about my husband unless it came to me first. And then I'm asked, oh, so you were sleeping with my husband. That's what I do. But I don't know. It's like, oh, I heard this and then the third. You sleeping with my man. No, I never did that. I'm not that type of female. Because my issue, I take it up with my man. Because he's the issue when it comes to me. He's the issue, not the female. But I do want to know why some females, why are you comfortable being that side chick? What's going on with you that, you know, you feel it's okay? And I don't want to know about the man that you're sleeping with or anything. Like, we don't even want to discuss him. I just want to know what's going on with you per se and why you want to be that side chick and why you're comfortable with being that side chick. So that's what my podcast is about. And hey, and also men, I know some things, you know, I know men also going through the same thing. I know some men who's being cheated on or who feel neglected or whatever the case may be, and they're hurt. So if we have that type of men out there, and I know men don't be like, oh no, we don't get into that. We don't. Yes, you do. So, like I said, I just want to have an open, honest discussion. So females, if you're in a relationship and you're being cheated on and you're still with your man and he done had outside kids, hit me up. If you're a female, you're in a relationship and you're being cheated on and you left and he had kids, hit me up. If you're a female and you're in a relationship and a man cheated and you left just completely, hit me up and let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. If you're that side chick that's comfortable being that side chick and don't want to be the place of a main chick, hit me up. But if you're that side chick that in a relationship with a man, knowing that you're the side chick, but you want him to leave that wife, hit me up. If you're that side chick that just comes with being that side chick and don't even want the man to leave, hit me up, because I want to have this open, honest discussion. So once again, if you have any questions, I want you to email me at truthliesanddeceitful@gmail.com. Once again, it's truthliesanddeceitful@gmail.com. Hit me up with your questions. Hit me up if you'd like to be on my podcast and let's talk about it. Well, good evening.
Well, hello. How are y'all?
I'm good. So are we ready to start this podcast?
I'm ready when you're ready.
I'm going to give my name and then I'm going to let you introduce yourself. Hey, everybody. My name is Celeste and we are on Lies and Deceit, But the Truth Hurt. And I have who on the line with me?
This is Larry, a.k.a. Bub.
All right, Larry, a.k.a. Bub. So, what would you like to discuss tonight, today, on the podcast?
Hey, well, I mean, you said that you wanted to discuss cheating. So, I mean, hey, I'm down to discuss whatever you want to talk about.
All right, so let's get this started. Do you want to start first, or would you like me to start?
You go ahead.
Okay. So, I do have a question, because it is about cheating and stuff like that. So, men, I'm going to start with you because men love to cheat. Women do too.
Okay, I'm glad you said that.
Yeah, we do too. But it's the men, you know, that sometimes seek out women when they're in a relationship. So mm-hmm. My question to you is, I'm not saying you per se, but you are a man. What right. is that causes y'all, or what makes it okay for y'all to seek outside pussy or however you want it to go, knowing that you have a woman at home? And the reason why I said it that way, and the reason why I asked, is because you can, us as women, we can do everything for our man. We can cook, we can go to work, we can clean, we can satisfy you at home, but that still don't seem like it's enough for y'all to keep it in the pants.
Well, first of all, the key word that you said in all of that is can. But how many women actually do all of that? That's the thing. And 9 times out of 10, when men cheat, it's because something is missing. And all that stuff that you was talking about, something is missing.
Let me cut you off right there. Because, I'm going to speak for experience from me and my marriage. Okay. I've always worked when it came to me and my husband. I worked. I took care of the household. And he would tell everybody, I have done that. I gave my husband, I hate to say it because I know probably some people going to hear this, but I gave my husband threesomes before we were married. Okay. Right. I mm-hmm. did that saying, okay, man, if I do this, he has no reason to go outside and seek anything, but maybe that's where I messed up at, you know, thinking, okay, if I do this for him, he's not going to mm-hmm. go on outside. That don't mean that he wasn't doing it in the first place, but that's just how I looked at it. So I did right. everything possibly that I could. So I don't agree with the, they missing something at home situation. I think it has something to do with a man's ego and to see if they still got it because they're already with somebody else. Because it can't be you're lacking something if you're getting everything. Because there's no reason to go on the outside. Well, from my case, I can speak for myself. It was no reason. So,
well, I mean, you may feel like you was doing everything, but see, from his perspective, it could be that maybe it was something that he felt like that wasn't being done. I mean, I can't speak for him, but I'm just saying hypothetically, like maybe there right. was something on his end that he felt like wasn't being done.
You know, wasn't being done. Like, that's what. Everybody's pussy is different.
All this pussy, is true.
So it's an ego thing to me. It's an ego. It's about the stroke of ego, getting that different feeling. So again, that's not a reason to cheat.
But see,
So I want
that's not ego, because and then that's not the case with everybody. See, like, now I will say this. You do have some men who are greedy, and you know, they could be getting everything at home, but you know, you have, if you have an opportunity to get more, then they go get it because it's available. But yet then you have others who ain't getting all this stuff at home. So then they, you know, if you're not getting it at home, you're gonna seek it elsewhere.
Okay, well then why not just leave home?
Well, I mean, it just depends. Each person is different. It might not be, that could be the only thing that you feel like you're missing. You know, like everything else could be cool. And it's not that they're a bad person or you have issues with anything else. That could be your only issue. Or maybe it might not even be that you ain't getting sex. It might be something else. But if that's your only issue with the person and you still want to be with that person, well, okay, you seeking satisfaction elsewhere.
I don't agree with that because why not even
I mean,
fix
what?
whatever?
Huh?
I don't know. I can't agree with that because whatever you're seeking, whatever y'all seeking on the outside, why not put that into the situation that you're in at home? You feel what I'm
Okay,
saying?
so I got you. So then let's say you putting in the effort or you trying to fix it at home and it's not working, then what?
Well, then that's when you need to make a decision to leave. Because obviously, if you're not getting what you need out your marriage to the person that, or your relationship, it don't even have to be married. But if you're not getting what you need out of that person and you're not fulfilling that person, not fulfilling your every needs, all whatever it may be, then why not leave? Because then now you're dealing with somebody, you got them playing with somebody's emotions. Because
Yeah, but
whatever
I mean,
y'all do, if
honestly, if we being honest now, how many people are actually, if you're comfortable with your situation, and okay, if let's say sex is your issue, you're not getting sex at home the way that you want to get it. If that's your only issue, everything else is cool. How many people do you actually think are gonna say, okay, I can't fix this at home, so because I can't fix this, I'm gonna throw away this relationship, or I'm just gonna leave it to go get it elsewhere, especially if they feel like they can go take care of that need elsewhere
And
and
still come.
keep right.
Okay, well then that's where communication comes in, don't you think? Because I would rather you come to me and talk to me about a situation instead of making a decision for me. Because when you make a decision for me, I don't like that. I don't appreciate that. So don't lie to me. Because when you lie to me and I'm thinking everything's good because you're not talking to me, you're making the decision for me. So if you was to come
Right.
to me, tell me, hey, this is not working. This everything else is good, babe. I appreciate everything on this end, but we're lacking on this. So we need to work on trying to fix that. That's where the communication come in. Because if you don't communicate with me there and let me know this is what's going on, and if we don't work on it or try to work on it, how will we know? Because I
That's
would
so
rather.
that again, you're making my point, because that's what I'm saying. Okay, so if you're doing that, if you've done that, you've communicated it and made it known what the problem is or what you have an issue with, and nothing is done about it or nothing changes, then what?
Okay, but do so you rather pick up another issue on the outside? Because you do
Well,
know once you no, listen. So you do know when you go on the outside, you're picking up another issue, correct? Because we the women that you're deciding that you're about to hook up with or whatever, they really on the 9 times out of 10, they really don't have that much loyalty to you because they always got something to try to hold over on you. You feel what I'm saying?
Well,
I'm a
and
female,
that
I'm
depends on,
sexual.
see, but that's when you have to be selective about who you deal with. You
You can
know,
be
well, first
selective
of all,
about
if you're
women,
gonna
but
cheat,
women,
well,
no.
if you're gonna listen, if you're gonna cheat, you can't deal with no single person, whether you're a male or a female.
Correct.
Don't deal with a single person. Because 9 times out of 10, if you piss them off or you try to end it, especially with a female, it's not gonna end well. Now, it's not gonna end well. You know what I'm saying? With dudes, for the most part, unless you're dealing with a sappy ass dude that's clingy and in his feelings, you ain't gotta worry about that. But with women, oh yeah. If you try to cut it off or if you piss them off, you best believe shit's gonna get messy.
Yeah,
But
you're right about that.
Right. So if you're dealing with somebody that's in a similar situation, whether they in a relationship or they married, you know they ain't going nowhere, you ain't got to worry about that.
Well, maybe that was my husband's problem, because you know he fucked with bitches that was single and had shit to motherfucking lose, because them motherfuckers was ready to hop in my inbox.
Oh, well, yeah. See, that's a female thing. I mean, you know, dudes, I can tell you this. This is why women are able to get away with cheating more than men, because ain't no dude finna fuck it up. Dudes ain't finna fuck it up because they like getting the pussy, so they want to keep getting it. So we ain't telling shit. You know what I'm saying? Women don't give a shit because they feel like, one, they can go tell it and fuck up this dude relationship and he's still going to come back. Men don't think like that.
Well, then I wouldn't even have respect for that man anyway if his shit come out and he's still fucking with a bitch after she done exposed his ass.
Well, I guess he look at, well, shit, if this one gone, she done messed this one up, I might as well go to it. She going to be there. So, me personally, I wouldn't. I'm not. If you, first of all, if you knew what the situation was going in, correct, and you try to expose me, I'm not fooling with you, because how you gonna expose something when you already knew what it was before you got involved in it? Now, it's one thing if a dude lied to you, if somebody lied to you and tell you, okay, well, no, I'm not with anybody, and then you find out after the fact. But if you know going in, no, keep your mouth shut. Why tell?
That's just too much work, though. I mean, that's just too much. So
what's too much work?
I just want to ask you a question, though. I mean, because I get what you're saying, whatever I do, but I just want to ask you one question. So, well, not even say one question. So say you could be sleeping with a female, or, you know, for long periods of time.
Right.
And men, let me put it this way. We know men don't catch no feelings. It's the women that
do. Yes, they do.
Well, I'm not going to say they don't, but they try to say that they don't. And then they, you know, but 9 times out of 10, most time, men, be they don't catch these feelings for the chick on the outside, if it's just a fuck thing.
It depends. It depends on how long you've been dealing with this chick. But if you keep dealing with the same person over and over, yeah, you're going to develop some feelings somewhere. Now, it depends on who you dealing with. On, like, some men, you have some men that can hide it, and then you have some that ain't gonna hide it. But irregardless, men catch feelings just like women do. It's just some people hide it better than others.
Well, I don't know.
No, trust me. If I don't care if all you doing is just hooking up. At some point, and you hooking up with the same person, like, you don't have no contact, you don't go out, y'all don't really conversate like that. The only time you talking is just when you trying to hook up. You been doing this for 4, 5, 6 months? Yeah, somebody developing some feelings somewhere.
Where are the feelings coming based off? Just the sex? Because
You can listen. Feelings can be developed.
You know, let me tell you something. You know, you can fuck somebody for years as well. Excuse me. You can fuck somebody for years and not have no type of feelings. I'm talking about people.
Shit. Who?
I can. Shit. And I have. Well,
you the first, because I'm telling you now, I have yet to meet a female who
can met
just,
one.
First of all, I've yet to meet a female who can just fuck and that's it.
That's a lot.
You want nothing else.
Huh? You talking to one. You talking to one.
I hear you.
And the reason why I'm going to say that, because it's like a what you call it? Like, I'll put it to like I'm going to work. Because if I'm dealing with you, I'm acting like I'm going to work. I'm punching the clock. So you're not about to get Celeste when I'm with you at that time, because we already know it's not about to be no feelings involved. It's just a fucking, and that's it.
Yes.
So for me, how I would do it, I'm not going in at Celeste. Celeste ain't here at this moment. You're probably going to get Jasmine. You're going to get Jasmine right now is carefree. So she ain't thinking right about nothing else. So once Jasmine is finished with you, you know what Jasmine going back to? She's going back to Celeste. She ain't thinking about you. She ain't worrying about you. You move that type of way. You good. But you're going to get Jasmine. You ain't about to get Celeste. So... yeah, it can be done. So all women don't catch feelings when they're messing with a dude.
Well, let me tell you.
I can speak for myself.
I can
hear myself.
Speaking from past experience, I have yet to run across one that didn't. And I'm telling you, like, I hear you on the, you know, punching the clock thing. And it may start out like that. And that's because females that have generally dealt with dudes, like if they in a relationship and they like, okay, they know it's just a physical thing, it's just a fuck thing. It always right. start out that way. But then when the dick good to you, the sex is good to you, it starts to become more than that.
How, if you already got an agreement to what it's supposed to be?
I'm right. If you, but yeah, it always started out as an agreement, but until somebody feels get involved. Then it becomes a problem.
But then that's when you're supposed to check out. Hey, look, you knew what it was when we got together. So correct. If you're still thinking you about to get some feelings for me and this concern thing you're still going to keep going on, it's not. Because you're not going to fuck up my shit at home. Because once you start getting these feelings, that's when shit gets fucked up. So when you find out somebody has some feelings for you, you cut that shit the fuck off.
Right.
You don't keep going.
I would agree. But then I would say this. If they don't, if you know this person has caught feelings and you don't cut it off, then you ain't cut it off because you done caught feelings. Why else would you keep going if you know this person done caught feelings?
That's what I said. You need to cut it off.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. If you know the person that you fucking with done caught feelings, yet uh-huh. you ain't cut it off. You ain't cut it off because you done caught feelings.
Okay. I like that. You might be right.
So, I mean, like, unless you got another explanation.
No. I'm sitting here taking it, and you got it. You got something there. Okay, I'm gonna give you that. When I'm wrong, but when I don't, you know, when I hear somebody saying something right, I'm like, okay, I'm gonna give you that. You're right. Got to be. Because for me, if I know I ain't got no damn feelings for your ass, and you got feelings, I'm about to pull the fuck out because we ain't about to continue this. You know. So you're right.
So yeah, it's crazy, but I just don't. I personally feel like if you cheating, and you got this agreement, then that's what you need to adhere to. But the problem is people don't adhere to it.
Okay, well, you know, my issue too as well. The cheating and not using the proper protection. I know men do dumb stuff and get caught up.
I don't think anybody uses condoms anymore.
Excuse my language, but what? No. Okay, so but why not? When you know you're cheating, you know you have a significant other at home, why not cover the fuck up? Because you're not risking
that. You may start out, if it's somebody that you just met, you know, and
what? Did I lose you? Well, I think I lost him for a second, so I'm gonna give him a chance to get back connected. Are you there? Okay. So, until we get him back on the line, I feel that when you have a significant other, you should actually use protection. And the reason why, because anything can happen.
Hey.
What?
What happened?
I don't know. I was sitting here talking and I didn't hear you on the end. So I was like, you know what? Well, let me keep carrying this podcast on. And I just kept talking.
I could hear you. But apparently you couldn't hear me. I heard everything you said. But I'm like, okay, what happened?
I couldn't hear you at all. So I was like, okay, well, let me keep talking here. But no, what I was saying is regardless whether you just meet with somebody and use protection or not, if you're in a relationship with someone else, you're taking a chance of bringing me back something or getting somebody else pregnant. Like in the case, that's what my husband did. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I don't have that issue.
Okay.
So.
I mean, and thank God. And I thank God for that. I appreciate that on you. Right. But that's something that my husband did. And another reason why I said I want to do the podcast, because sometimes niggas ain't shit. And you don't realize that till after the fact. Now, am I still with my husband? Yes. If I would have known about the, I'm not even gonna say the infidelity of cheating, because him cheating, that really wasn't the issue to me. It's the lies that came with it.
Right. Right.
When I asked you, you lied. And then when I found out about the child, it's not like, let me back that up. When I heard that he had somebody pregnant, I actually reached out to the lady. And what offended and bothered me was I asked her straight up, as a woman, this is my husband, are you pregnant with his child? Right then and there, if she would have told me yes, I would have left my husband. But she told me straight out, no, I haven't slept with your husband. We just friends. This is not the third. But when I took that phone, that's why I always go with my instincts. When I hung that phone, I called my sister-in-law and I was like, look, something in that conversation ain't right. I said, I feel like she was lying to me. I said, but the truth to come out. And God forbid, almost 2 years later, God was talking to me, and I'm just going to be real with you. I was driving in my car about to go play some lottery numbers, and something told me to make a right turn. I ain't going to tell you where I was at, because once I start giving direction, then y'all be like, well, damn, I don't know where that spot at. But where I was driving, you know, but where I was driving from, some say make a right turn. I made a right turn. Some say make a left turn. When I went down like maybe four lights, I made a left turn. And then I went straight down, and I said, if he over here at these goddamn apartments, because I used to always go with him to the apartment, because he said he had a homeboy over there that used to get some stuff. So, okay, whatever. So I used to ride with him, but he always used to park on one side. But I used to always say, why the hell he parked on this side? But he always walked through the building on the other side. But I ain't say, so this particular day, I pull up to where he be parking at all the time. And guess what the fuck I saw? That goddamn car his. I nicely roll up to that little car, park my car in front of it. And that was the day I found out that he been lying to me for almost 2 years that he had a child. So to me, that was fucking crazy, because how can you be walking around here lying to me? And I used to ask him, he'll tell you, I used to ask him, you got a child out here? What, you coming home this time? What, you had to take your baby some diapers? You took your baby some milk? Would you go see your child? I used to ask him all type of stuff. And he always denied, I ain't got no child out here. You keep on. And then we get in the argument and the fight. And then I feel like all my fights with my husband was based off shit he did. You know, it was nothing that I did. It was based off all the lies and stuff. But he still would give me an attitude. And it turns into a fight because he didn't want to admit to the shit that he was doing.
Right.
And that day, it just told me that a man, I mean, he literally went almost 2 years keeping that secret. That ain't the only secret he kept, but at that time is the secret that he kept for 2 years. It's like, how can you look at me every day knowing that you have a child out here, but you knowing you living damn a double life? You know, like, how can y'all do that? And then my thing is, like I said, that's when I don't like people to make decisions for me by lying to me, because if he would have told me right there, right, I would have left. But it was no point of me leaving at that.
More than likely, he probably knew that, which is why he didn't do it. Right.
And that's what I'm saying, though. Don't make that decision for me, because like now, it was no point of me leaving then, because hell, I already been living in the lie. The child has already been here. The child was already breathing. The child was already living. And
right, but you didn't have nothing to do with this. So, I mean,
you're right. But the fact was, I still had love my husband. And then right, in the back of my head was, okay, it's like you think about the old days. So it's really not about the child, because the child is an innocent bystander. The child is very much innocent.
Correct.
So that's why I love her right today, like she's my own, because she's innocent. But I also right think about how back in the old days, you know, how your grandparents, your granddaddy got outside kids, your daddy got outside kids. You know what I'm saying? So that was the thing back then. Grandpa was
The difference was, shit was kept a secret then, because wasn't no damn social media.
Right, right. So that's, but so when you look at it, it's like, damn, this been going on for years. So I really didn't too much look at it in that type of way. But it was also like, damn, how can you, as me being your wife, how could you look at me every day knowing you had this situation? Because I didn't. With him, right, I dealt with a lot, and I told him I was going to talk about it on this podcast. I have dealt with physical abuse, and I hear that shit from years from a lot of people. I mean, you know, his family knew about it, but as far as my family, they didn't know, you know? Right. And it got so bad. He's so possessive. And when I say he's possessive, he tried to say he's not, but my husband can go to the bar or go out with his homeboys or whatever and tell me, you'll text me, I'm going out, I'll be home after a while. But let me tell him I'll be back home, going somewhere. I get 30 questions. Just the other day, I told him it was like 9:30. I was like, I'm on my way home. He was like, well, where you going? Where you coming from? When your ass should have been at home. I said, why? I should be at home and you out with your homeboy.
Oh, Okay.
Why I got to be at home? So it's just like little stuff like that. So it's like y'all can do what y'all want to do, but y'all still try to make us and keep us from doing stuff because you know you out here doing some shit. Men ain't shit. I'll tell y'all.
Yeah. Well, I can't disagree with that part.
Y'all ain't shit.
Huh?
So you, but back to what I was saying. So you actually mean to tell me that y'all rather cheat than leave, basically?
Pretty much. I know it sounds bad, but because you know, it's like you know you the person that you with. You, it's not like they're a bad person, mm-hmm. or is anything is that you can't work out, but at the same time, you know, it can be frustrating. So it's like, okay, well, I just handle this over here and try to keep this separate and then do my thing at the house.
But then you risk hurting your female again. So that does not cross your mind?
Oh, yeah, it crosses your mind.
But you just don't care at that moment.
Yeah, so, it's not that you don't care. It's just at that point
in time. It is that. It has to be at that point in time. You can't care because if you care, you wouldn't be putting your dick somewhere it don't need to belong.
Well, I mean, listen. But that it goes both ways because women do the same shit men do.
Well, that's where my point come in. A man can't cheat. It's us females. I get that. Because a man can't cheat if a woman keep her legs closed. If we as women start having respect for the next female in her relationship or whatever situation she in, a man can't cheat. But you got these females out here that don't care. They don't care about being the other woman. They don't care about sleeping with your man. They don't care. Some of them don't even want the man. They just want to know, you know, make it known that they can fuck your man or have something over you just in case they.
Well, I mean, that's any female. Well, I ain't going to say any, but.
I ain't gonna say any. We must.
Right, that's right. I ain't gonna say any, but for the most part, like any attractive female can pretty much get any man she wants to get if she puts her mind to it. So I don't really think for a lot of females that's an issue. Now I will say this that I've had before. One thing I have never understood is. And that's on the part of men and women.
Mm-hmm.
When you find out, I've never understood why when a mate finds out that the other person cheated,
mm-hmm.
why are you so mad at the person they cheated with? I've never understood.
But see, I can answer that. I never, when I found out my husband cheated, I never found out because of stuff he did, because he still was doing stuff around the house like it was all good. It always came from a female. So,
right.
Speaking of me, a female messaged me and she
nine times out of ten, that's how you gonna find out. Yeah.
But look,
man ain't gonna tell you.
But this is my response to the female. This is one of my responses to one of the females. A female had messaged me on Facebook, and she started poking me. You know the little poke thing. So I was like, yeah. I messaged back. I'm like, why are you poking me? And she right. turns around and she says, "I fucked your husband." So I turned around and I said, good. One word. I said, good. Then she turns around and messes me back. Oh, so you think I'm lying? And then want to start sending me all kind of screenshots of his messages. So what got me kind of ticked off is why you still have all of these messages? And why are you screenshot? Messy. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
And why? So you already had it. To me, I looked at it like you already had an agenda.
Right.
You already had an agenda because you save all the text messages and you screenshot them.
And of course.
So I told her, I said, well, look, I hope it was good. She didn't like that response because she just kept on coming. And I think the reason why
she
kept on
coming because she didn't get the response right because she didn't get the response that she wanted.
Right.
But my issue, like I said, you.
My issue was my
husband.
So I
correct.
Went to
him. And that's who it should have been.
I went to him. And when I went to him, you know, I asked him, he still lied. And I asked him, I said, I'm going to ask you one more time. Did you sleep with her? He lied. So then I had to, bam, show him the text messages. And of course, he got caught in his shit. You know, so I never get mad with a female. I always get mad with him because, like I said, no female out here know owe me anything. No loyalty, no nothing. It comes from my husband. So anytime any female come to me, I don't say shit to them. I don't go to them or why you do this or why you do that. Now, if you keep coming at me, then my thing is, okay, well, you knew he was married. So what's the problem? So what is it you just want me to know? Because he ain't going to leave me to be with you, especially now.
Right.
You know?
Correct.
So that's the dumbest decision that you ever made, was trying to tell me that my husband slept with you thinking that he's going to leave. Because if anybody going to leave, it's going to be me. Because he's going to, if he wanted to go, he would have been left. So I take my issue up with the man. I don't never take it up with females, but I hate that. I hate that. That's what a lot of women do. Well, she knew he was married. She knew he was with me. Okay, but your husband knew, or your boyfriend knew too, that he was with you.
Exactly. Well, and that's the same thing with women. See, I've never understood it because I know, you know, like dudes, the first, and I think with men, it's definitely an ego thing, which is why men have a harder time dealing with women cheating than women do with men cheating. Not that y'all don't have a hard time dealing with it, but y'all are more forgiving than a man would be.
Right.
Because I can tell you now, like, we can go ahead and do some shit and fuck up and expect y'all to forgive us, but we ain't forgiving shit. I can tell you that now.
But why is that?
Because it's more of an ego thing. No man wants to feel like another man can satisfy his woman better than him. So the fact that you went out here and slept with another man is an issue. It's a blow to the ego.
Well, I mean,
because he feels like you should need to go get satisfaction from another man.
But I think every
You may have a totally different reason for doing it, that's how we gonna see.
Well, that's a double standard there, because that's kind of messed up.
Nah, listen, I didn't say it wasn't right, but I'm telling you, that's what it is.
So you mean to tell me 9 times out of 10, if a man find out his woman is cheating, he ain't out the door. That's crazy.
The only way I can see him not going is if he been caught. So it's kind of like, okay, I did it, I fucked up, so, and you forgave me, so this is your fuck up. But other than that, no. Like, if the dude, even if the dude done cheated and ain't never been caught, oh, hell no. Mm-mm. He found out his woman cheated. No, you got to go.
If a woman cheating on her man, and it's probably because he already cheated and she already know. Or she's a hoe.
I know women who cheat because they ain't been satisfied at home.
That too. We cheat for emotional reason. It's something that we're liking in our relationship.
Women cheat for physical reasons, just like men do.
I'm not okay, but 9 times out of 10, it's emotional. Because with a woman, we have to have, it has to be something appealing to that man. It has to be something that draws to that man for us to want to sleep with him and give him a part of us.
It could be a physical. Trust me, I'm speaking from experience when I tell you, it could be just a physical attraction.
I don't give a damn how sexy you look. I don't give a damn how good you look. I'm not just going to
no
pussy because I think you're attractive. No, it has to be something else.
Right. This is what I'm telling you.
Well,
this is what I'm telling you.
Okay.
It's a combination of, one, you ain't getting what you feel like you need at home to be satisfied. Or you ain't being satisfied sexually.
Mm-hmm.
You out here, you meet this dude, you feel like there's a physical attraction, and depending on how long you ain't been getting satisfied at home, and you got this urge to be satisfied, and you feel like this dude can satisfy you, and you get curious, she's gonna find out.
Then it comes.
And I'm telling you from experience, huh?
I said, yeah, but then also you taking the risk of being disappointed as well. I mean, it's not just because.
Well, I mean, that's well. In order to find out, that's the risk. But then when you find out you ain't disappointed, then what?
Well, I would assume a few. This is my second marriage. So for me, I would leave. You know?
I'm on number two too.
For me, I'll leave. I'm like, okay, it's something, I'm missing something here. And we done trying to fix what I'm missing, and it ain't working. So it's no point for both of us staying in a relationship because we are comfortable with each other and because we have children with each other.
People do that all the time. People do it. I mean, yeah, people do that all the time.
I mean, you're right.
People will stay in a marriage or in a relationship because they're comfortable.
And see, and that what bothers me too about this marriage here, because we've been married almost 9 years. And then it's like the half, excuse me, ain't no half, the all the shit that I've been through with this husband here, mine now. I ain't went through none of that with my ex-husband, but I left. You understand what I'm saying? Right. Like I was, and I had 2 kids by him, but I still was able to say I'm done with no problem.
Yeah, a lot of people, and that's the thing. Like, you have a lot of people that are comfortable, or they're comfortable with their lifestyle, and that's why a lot of people tend to tolerate a little more than some other people.
Okay, but what if there ain't no lifestyle? Because hell, I ain't got no goddamn lifestyle. I work. Also,
well, no. When I say
I know,
and they're just comfortable
with being
where they in their relationship,
right?
So they're willing to put up
with certain stuff,
with a little right, versus just saying, okay, you know what, this ain't working, I'm out.
Well, I'd just rather somebody tell me they done and out instead of just dragging me along and making me think that, okay, yeah. I mean, and then I can't even say they drag me along because we are our own person. If we can make up our own mind and say, damn, whether we want to stay or not. So I can't even say
right.
that. I can't even say that. It's crazy.
That's true. Yep. And I mean, at the end of the day, even if you don't know what's going on, but you feel like you're not getting relationship, then you have to make up your mind whether or not you want to stay. I mean, it shouldn't take finding out that somebody's doing something. If you are not happy and you want out, then just get out. Now, let me ask you this. This, because this is another thing I have never understood. Because I know, like, with your situation, with your husband, you saying about the kid. Now, I know a lot of women that have been in that situation that constantly bring this up or always giving him shit about
the child.
Did you do that?
No. He'll tell you, I don't bring her up because I look at it like this here. When I decided to stay with him and I accepted her, right. She became ours.
Right.
You know, so when I found out, I was like, okay, well, since you've been doing it your way, when because you was lying, we're gonna do it my way.